Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle read great. Those were the days.
Oh, Ma, I just love rainy days, don't you?
Yeah, it was raining on our honeymoon.
Oh, that's romantic. You and Daddy in your cozy hotel room in Atlantic City in the rain.
Oh, it wasn't so romantic. Archie was so mad. He kept saying, here we are, stuck in this hotel room for the whole honeymoon.
Oh, Ma, no. Hey, did I tell you that riddle Tammy told me about the surgeon who couldn't operate?
No, you didn't. Oh, excuse me, Gloria. The sweet rolls are ready, and Archie hates it when the sugar drips.
Gloria?
Good morning, Michael, dear.
Never mind the good morning. Look at this. See that? I'm sick and tired of putting on this shirt every time you wash it, Gloria, and finding there's no button there. Look at that.
All right, Michael.
Gloria, didn't I tell you to fix it, didn't I?
All right, Michael, I'm busy now. I'll do it later.
Gloria, this has been going on for 3 weeks. Sew it on now.
Sew it on yourself.
What?
Where is it written down that a woman has to do all the sewing?
But Gloria, you're my wife.
What's that got to do with it? You sew it on.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
You got the sewing kit.
Well, I'll go get it for you right now.
No. Wait a second. Gloria, I mean, you do it better than me. You always do it.
That's because I want to, not because you order me to.
Okay, forget it. Ma, can you sew a button on for me?
Sure, Ma.
No, you don't, Ma. He's going to do it himself.
Oh, I didn't know you liked sewing.
I don't. I hate it. Forget it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Whatever you're going to do, meathead, do it in quiet, huh?
Okay.
What's the matter with him? Can't a person get a cheerful good morning around here no more?
Good morning.
Not from you, Edith. We already seen each other upstairs.
Yeah, but that was lying down. Remember, Archie? We both woke up together. And we looked at each other, and I said, good morning, Archie, and you rolled over.
Edith, where's my regular prune juice? This ain't Sun Sweets.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. Ferguson's Market was sold out, but Sybil Gooley at the checkout stand said this kind tasted just the same.
Well, tell Sybil Gooley I don't drink prune juice for the taste.
I know.
Look at this here. The eggs ain't runny enough, Edith. How am I going to dip my toast into a hard yolk?
Complaints. First Michael, now you, Daddy. You men treat us like unpaid servants. That's what we are to you, servants. Cook this, clean that, sew this.
Come on, will you let me eat?
Mike, what did you do to your finger?
Nothing, Ma.
Did you cut yourself, Michael?
Yeah, I'm just acting silly over that stupid button.
I'm sorry.
No, you were right, I was wrong.
Do they have to be slobbering that way on a Sunday morning here?
How'd you do it, Michael?
Well, I stuck my finger with the needle when I was trying to sew the button on.
Oh, wait a minute. You, the husband, was sewing something?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, if you don't know, I ain't gonna tell you.
Well, tell me, because I don't know either.
He's the husband. He ain't supposed to be doing that. That's a wife's job.
That is nothing but a male chauvinist attitude.
Will you tell me something? What is this male chauvinist you keep throwing up at me?
It's not a what, it's a who. You see, there was this Frenchman, and his name was Chauvin, and he was the original chauvinist.
And he was a beautiful piano player, too.
What?
Yeah, Chauvin. Cornell Wilde took his part in the picture. And he wrote some lovely songs. I'm always chasing.
That's Chopin. Chauvin was an officer with Napoleon.
Well, what is a dead frog soldier got to do with me?
Everything. You see, so Chauvin was a stupid nationalist who believed that everything French was best and that women were no good.
Well, who cares? All I'm saying is no self-respecting American husband to do his own sewing.
Well, what about Dr. Nelson, the surgeon? He does a lot of sewing.
On people, Edith. He sews on people.
Well, he must have practiced on something before he started. That reminds me, Gloria, you were going to tell me something about a surgeon and you never finished.
Well, yeah, that was the riddle that Tammy Robinson told me. I bet you'll never guess it.
Who's Tammy Robinson?
Oh, she's the girl that's running the female fair exhibition down at the store. She's coming over here this morning so we can work on it.
Oh, what's she coming over here for? Can't we have a Sunday in this house with no visitors? What a day this is going to be. And look at that rain out there, read it.
Well, I'm sorry, Archie.
Daddy, you got her saying she's sorry like it's her fault it's raining.
Well, it ain't my fault.
Well, tell us about the riddle.
Okay. Now, you see, there's his father and his son, and they're driving along in a car. And the car crashes, and the father is killed.
Oh, that's so sad.
Jeez, it's only a story.
Anyway, the father is killed, and the little boy is badly injured. So they rush him to a hospital, take him into the operating room. The surgeon walks in and says, I can't operate on this boy. He's my son. How come?
Well, that's easy. The surgeon was his father. Well, he ain't supposed to operate on his own family.
Daddy, I just said the father was killed.
Oh, then it was the stepfather that was killed, and the surgeon's the real father.
No?
I know! The surgeon was the Christian Scientist. They never operate.
How could the surgeon be a Christian Scientist, Edith? Them dumbbells don't even allow sickness. If the father was dead, what's the difference? What kind of a religious nutty was?
Hey, the father was a priest, right? Like a Catholic father.
No, it was a real father and his real son.
Let me get this straight. Father and a son are in a car crash. A father's killed. The son is rushed to the hospital. I bring him to surgery. Surgeon walks in and says, I can't operate on that boy. He's my son.
That's right.
Is it a case of mistaken identity?
That's wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
Well, how can you be so sure? You don't know the answer.
Well, I know it ain't the answer.
Well, maybe the answer has something to do with people that come back from the hereafter. Like that milk company.
Oh, reincarnation? Answer, Ma. You give up, Michael?
Yeah, Michael gives up.
What's the answer? No, I don't give up. I bet I get it before you do.
What are you talking about? A quarter you don't.
Hey, you're on.
Oh, you want to make a bet? Okay.
Sure.
Gloria, don't be telling me the answer behind my back now. No cheating here. Go on, Edith. Get my coffee and bring it over here, will you?
Tammy is so smart to think up a hard riddle like that.
She didn't think it up.
How do you know she didn't?
Because riddles ain't thought up. They come out of newspapers and magazines.
Well, Tammy could have thought it up. She's a very clever girl. You know, the whole female fair was all her idea.
Female fair? What's that?
Oh, it's Tammy's idea for an exhibition on the women's liberation movement.
Oh, good night, nurse. Another one of them. Are you letting your wife get mixed up in that?
Why not?
Why not? Because I got a feeling that female fairs is run by female fairies.
That's a horrible thing to say about my friend Tammy.
I know know a female fairy, and she ain't horrible.
What female fairy do you know?
Tinkerbell. I remember when I was a freshman in high school, the senior class put on Peter Pan. Oh, it was so beautiful, I cried. I'll never forget how Peter Pan talked to the audience. Peter was played by Spunky Finch, and she had new braces on her teeth. And as soon as the spotlight hit all that silver wire, oh, it just gave you goosebumps. Anyway, Peter said, do you believe in fairies? Say quick if you believe. If you believe, clap your hands. And then everybody clapped their hands. And Peter said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now to rescue Wendy. Oh, I just love theater.
Is the curtain down?
Yeah.
Good, because I got the answer to that there riddle over there. The kid on the operating table was his own double.
What?
Double. You know what a double is. They got him in all his stories there. Like in that picture, The Prince and the Porpoise.
No, Daddy, that's not the answer.
Wrong.
Well, any Jake can sit there saying wrong. I don't hear you coming up with nothing.
Hey, we got a bet that I come up with it before you, that's all.
Well, I better clear the table.
Oh, I'll help you, Mom.
I'll help you, too.
Wait a minute. I don't want all of you going in that kitchen together. There should be giving him the answer behind my back. Gloria, don't you say nothing to him in there.
I won't say anything, Daddy.
You keep an eye on them two out there, Edith. I don't want no answers being given to nobody before they get them the right way, see? I don't want no cheating here. Are you Tammy?
Yes.
Quick, what's the answer to the search?
Daddy!
Admit it, you cheated.
What do you know about it? You was out there in the kitchen.
Gloria told me you asked the answer.
Well, I'll put an end to this thing. Hey, Tammy, there, did you tell me anything?
No, I didn't.
There.
But you asked her.
Case closed.
Come on.
Case closed.
Gloria, I think we should tell him. Nobody ever gets it anyway.
No, I'm not going to tell him. They're always saying men are smarter than women, so let them figure it out for themselves.
Tammy, I made you some coffee.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's really not a riddle at all. There's a very simple answer.
Well, maybe that's the trouble. Maybe it's too simple. I mean, you're looking at an old riddle guy here. But I'm used to handling real toughies, you know?
Like what?
Toughies. Like, for instance, knock, knock, who's there? Band leader's initials.
Oh, I know that game. You think up the name of a famous band leader, but you just give the initials, and then the others have to guess who it is.
Yeah.
But you have to have lived a lot to play a game like that.
Oh, you said it. Because all them big band guys, it was before your time, all these kids.
That sounds like fun. May I try?
You want to try it, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute. I'll give you one. Let me think of a good one for you. P.W.
Paul Whiteman.
Hey, look at Tammy. She got it right away here.
That's very good. I would have said Patty Waghorn.
Who the hell is Patty Waghorn?
He led the harmonica hijinks at our high school house. Oh, he was so good. He could play Over the Waves on his harmonica without using his mouth, just his nostril.
Yeah, I got a band leader's initial. T.D.
Tommy
Dorsey.
Dorsey.
Right.
Hey, Tammy, you're good at this. You're terrific.
What about me? I got it, too.
You're terrific, too, Daddy.
Hey. Thought of a good. You two go over there, sit down. Now, I got one for all of us. E.C.
E.C.
Eddie Condon.
Well, Eddie Condon's E.C., but ain't the E.C. I'm thinking about.
Eddie Cochran?
I never heard of him.
So?
Well, if I never heard of him, he ain't the right E.C.
All right, we give up. Who is it?
You should all give up?
Yeah.
Xavier Cougar.
That's
pretty good, huh, Tammy?
Oh, See, that's not EC, that's XC. Xavier begins with an X.
No human being begins his name with an X. I heard it a million times. Xavier Cougar. E-G-Z, Xavier Cougar. Get up.
Come on, Tammy. We better get to work.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Bunker, may I have one of your cigars?
You're going to smoke a cigar, huh?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going to smoke it. I'd like to borrow it for the display board.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. It helps to point up some of the more negative aspects of the male stereotype.
I'm for that.
I love the smell of a good cigar.
Nobody's listening to you, Edith. You know, Tammy, what I get against you is women libertines there. If you forget my saying it, is that you don't want to do the job you was meant to do, which is housewives.
And mothballs.
What?
I love the smell of mothballs. I used to hide in closets when I was a little girl just to get a whiff of them.
Why don't you go up to the closet in the attic and enjoy yourself? You don't want to do that, then do your job. Finish soon.
Oh, Mr. Bunker, why does our society take it for granted that women can do no other job? Women can do anything.
Anything left over.
Oh. Now, wait a second, Arch. Women make some of the finest leaders in the world.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing you ever said. Like who?
Like Golda Meir.
Bad example, Meathead. Course, them Hebes has been ruled by Jewish mothers since time began.
Well, what about Mrs. Gandhi?
I didn't know Mrs. Gandhi was Jewish.
Archie, what about Mrs. Gandhi? I mean, she's the Prime Minister of India.
Who cares about India? Any country that they worship a cow would put anybody in charge.
You see, he's a result of centuries of conditioning. You gotta listen to what Tammy found in the Bible. The Bible! Listen to this. For man is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7.
That's terrible.
That's beautiful. It's the Bible.
Wait a minute. You've got to hear this one, too. You want to hear what the Orthodox Jew says every morning in his prayers?
I can live without it.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, that I was not born a woman.
Well, like I always say, there's some good in all religions.
What about this from the Koran? Men are superior to women because God has given them preeminence. That's really awful.
When I hear things like that, I thank God I'm an atheist.
Listen, Tammy, there. I hope on top of everything else, you ain't one of them unbelievers like that meathead over here.
Oh, no, I go to church, Mr. Bunker, but I don't have to agree with everything in the Bible. I don't think that men have the right to control women's lives.
Yeah, like abortion laws.
It's abortion on Sunday.
She's right. I mean, why should a man have the right to tell a woman what she can do with her body?
Get off the woman's body on a Sunday. Talking about things like that in this house, abortions and all of that. Even the president of the U.S. of A. took time out to say that that was wrong.
Nixon would soon change his mind if he got pregnant.
I ain't gonna stay here and listen to no more of this here garbage. I'm gonna go and wash the taste of it right out of my mouth.
Where are you going, Art?
Down to Kelsey's Bar, Edith, where people still have a little respect for the Sabbath.
Puts a gun to his head and says to his wife, "Don't laugh, baby. You're next."
Hey, that's the funniest one.
Hey, Tommy, give me a beat.
Hey, how are you? Hey, do you know any Polish jokes?
Are you kidding? I got one living in the house with me. Tell you what, though.
What?
I got a great riddle for you.
Yeah?
Anybody here good at riddles?
A riddle? Oh, Barney here's an expert on them things, aren't you, Barney?
Well, to be honest with you, Arch, the riddle ain't been born that I can't figure
that's
out.
Right.
Well, that's good, because here it is, and it's a toughie.
Yeah.
Now, father and son go out for a drive in a car.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's a crash.
Yeah.
The father's killed. Now, they rush the kid to the hospital for emergency operation. The surgeon comes in, takes one look at the kid, and says, hold it, hold it. I cannot operate on my own son. Now, explain that.
Boy, that kid was lucky. Did I ever tell you about the nut that operated on me? He left three sponges inside of me. Three. Even without the gallstones, I was heavier leaving the hospital than when I went in.
Get back to the riddle, huh? Why couldn't a surgeon operate on a kid?
A pushover. Because the son was a son-in-law.
No, that ain't it. No.
No. Well, then it was his adopted son.
Yeah.
No.
I got it. Like in them weirdo movies, the dead guy transports himself out of his own corpse.
Oh, hey, Bonnie, you're slipping.
I got it. This time I got it. The kid was illegitimate.
There ain't no trick to this.
Well, then I give up. I don't know.
What do you mean, Bonnie? You can't figure it out?
Well, it's got to be a first time, Arch. This is a tough one. What's the answer?
Geez, Bonnie, I thought you was going to tell me.
You mean you don't know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Well, what's the answer? Well, give us the answer, then.
You knock the answer right out of my head.
Hey, how do you like them out like that? They're all going.
I'll tell you one thing.
Why?
Maybe I forgot the answer here, but when I re-remember it, and I will, I ain't going to tell none of you.
Give us the answer to that one.
You know what we should do, Gloria? We should hit some of those TV commercials as well.
Good idea. You know that one where that jerk is always criticizing his wife's coffee? Just once I'd like to see her pour the whole pot over his head.
Right.
Oh, hey, Tim. I'm glad you're still here. I want to talk to you before you get away. What's the answer to that there surgeon riddle?
Should we tell him, Gloria?
Oh, no, wait a second. Hey, we still got that bet, right?
I got a bigger and a more important bet with some real men down in Kelsey's bar.
Hey, Gloria, Archie, I'm glad you're back. I think I have the answer to the riddle.
Really?
Yeah. The surgeon couldn't operate on his own son, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But not because the surgeon was the boy's father. The surgeon was the boy's mother.
Oh, good for you, Mrs. Conner.
That's wrong. What's the real answer?
That's it. Mrs. Bunker's right.
Gee, you know, that never entered my head that a woman could be a surgeon. Look at the way I've been trained to think.
Like a chauvinist.
Right.
Well, if that's the answer, that's the dumbest riddle I ever heard.
Tell you what's dumb, Mr. Bunker, that we have all been conditioned to believe that only men can be surgeons.
Ah, what are you talking about? With all the millions of doctors in the world, who the hell ever heard of a woman surgeon?
Daddy, there are thousands of women surgeons in the world.
Oh, well, not around here. Maybe in your Oriental countries where they got that there chinky puncture or something.
Ma, you were very smart to have thought of that.
Oh, thank you, Mike. But I'm sorry, I thought of it before you did, Archie.
Oh, who cares? It was a dumb riddle there. It was made up by a woman. Got a make-believe woman doctor in it there. And I ain't surprised that you got it, because it's a woman's riddle. I don't want to hear no more about it. And give me back my cigar.
Oh, my. That was a clever riddle Tammy gave us.
Clever riddle. I got a clever riddle for you.
Oh, good.
How long does it take one dingbat to go 20 feet for one beer? Go out to the kitchen and bring me back a can of beer.
Oh, right away, Archie. How long does it take?
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.